the supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day He appointed for a rising. To Thee belongs praise, for Thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst Thou willed, Thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to Thee belongs praise, for Thou created, then proportioned, and ordained and decreed, and gave death and bestowed life, and made sick and healed, and made well and afflicted, and sat upon the throne and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate Thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for Thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to Thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure. And provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to Thee, to be joyful in worshipping Thee, to be desirous of Thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me Thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom Thou wilt.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, Salamun Alaikum, welcome. Yes, this is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, which we want to speak about how to deal with sin.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. I never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth. Straight to you until I took the first step, and that's when you opened the doors for me. Now, Allah, I realize what I was missing by being far from you.
We open the calendar. Today is Tuesday, 10th of Rabiul Awwal, 1445. Of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 4th of Mihr, 1402, of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 26th of September, 2023, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open Allah's book. We'll listen to verse 2 from chapter Nisa.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وآتوا اليتامى أموالهم ولا تتبدلوا الخبيث بالطيب ولا تأكلوا أموالهم إلى أموالكم إنه كان حوبا كبيرا.
And give to the orphans their properties, and do not substitute the defective of your own for the good of theirs. And do not consume their properties into your own. Indeed, that is ever a great sin.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
At the time of the Prophet of Islam, one of the members of a tribe had a rich brother, and it happened that the rich brother passed away. Thus, as a guardian of his brother's orphans, he took his property in his possession. But when his brother's son matured and demanded it, he denied returning his right to him. The subject was explained to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. Then this verse was revealed. When the man heard it, he repented and returned the property to its owner. Then the man said, I refuge with Allah from that I be polluted through the great sin. To deal with sin. Making a habit of sinning brings a person further away from Allah and causes them to lose faith. The Quran describes such people. Allah said in chapter 83, verse 14, their hearts have been sealed by the sins they have accumulated. Additionally, Allah says in chapter 24, verse 15, you counted it a little thing, while with Allah it was very great. One who recognizes that he or she is engaging in minor sins must vow to make lifestyle changes. They must recognize the problem, feel remorse, vow not to repeat the mistake, and seek forgiveness from Allah. Believers who sincerely care about Allah and the hereafter must do their best to avoid both major and minor sins.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, today we want to talk about an important topic to answer this question, that how do I overcome my guilt? The next point is about asking for forgiveness itself. We don't need to ask for forgiveness from anyone else. That is, staying away from those events, from those scenes, or from those actions and activities that we have been doing in the past is enough for us, is good for us. We just need to keep within the limits of Islamic moralities. And the best way to behave with the people whom we bothered in the past is to stop talking about them and erase that part of our life from sight and mind. So it does not mean that we are going to forget. We are not going to repent for them. We have already repented for them, but it's not recommended to disclose them to others and to inform anyone else that we have committed some sin sometime in the past. While it is possible that someone finds out about our past and is upset by it, we should not live like we are walking on eggshells. We have to have a degree of reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to trust Him. We have to trust in Him. And that what missed us was never going to hit. Worrying about it will get us nowhere. When we have these thoughts, seek refuge from the devil and bless the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He has elevated us above our past habits, and we must seek guidance, learn it, and practice it so that we can continue to grow spiritually.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
And on the continuation of today's special, don't despair in the mercy of Allah Almighty. The Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny said, "Verily Allah, when He created the creation, He wrote with His hand concerning Himself that My mercy prevails over My wrath." As Muslims, we see sin as anything or action that goes against the commands of Allah Almighty. Sins always make us feel bad because of the course it goes against what we believe in. Islam teaches that a sin is an act and not a state of being. It is believed that Allah weighs an individual's good deeds against their sins on the Day of Judgment and punishes those individuals whose evil deeds outweigh their good deeds. In the teachings of Islam, God's forgiving and His mercy overshadow His wrath. Many sins will be simply overlooked, and for the most part, all sins can be forgiven through simply repenting and asking for God's forgiveness. Allah, 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 In this part of today's special, we'll look at amazing tips to stop sinning. Let us not go to places which are full of fumes and toxic Satan temptations, places which we feel weak and we have to give in to temptations. Be careful of the environment that we surround ourselves. At home, let us have the environment of taqwa, the environment of remembrance of Allah. Let us not have that music loud and that movie and that thing which are haram. Let us be very careful exactly how we live our lives, especially with our families. Let us work on our willpower, in Arabic form, irada, that means self-control. The power to say no, that muscle within to strengthen it. I read the books, I watch the clips, I listen to people who are experts. I need to be able to say no to sins.
Allah is speaking about His believing servant who occasionally commits a sin. Not someone who has no piety, someone who has no faith. Because when you have faith, that protects you from falling into sin. If you know someone who's constantly sinning, They have no respect for the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whenever you talk to them, they act arrogant and stubborn. No, Allah's Rahim, don't tell me that what I'm doing is wrong. Realize that these people don't have complete faith. I find it very hard to believe that these people who are continuously sinning, and yet they claim to have that belief. If you had that belief in your heart, it would have been reflected through your actions. But if I can't see any good deeds coming from you, and most of your life you're leading a sinful life, I find it very hard to believe that you're a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the outside appearance does count, brothers and sisters. The inside is more important, but the outside is an indicator of what's in the inside. If you're given a fruit that's rotten from the outside, would you touch it? It could be good from the inside. It could be healthy, fresh. It could be. Maybe it's just rotten from the outside. But I guarantee you, you're not going to eat that fruit. Because you're going to say, look, when the outside is rotten, I'm not going to take the risk of seeing what's inside. There could be harmful bacteria inside, microbes inside that will make me sick. I'm not going to take that risk. Because the outside, to an extent, is an indicator of what's in inside. It's the same with our actions. If my actions do not reflect that I have iman, that I have faith, then really I should ask myself, do I have that faith? If I had that faith, I would not act in this way.
Dear brothers and sisters, we were talking about sin. That's interesting for all of us. Of course, the same as the concept of repentance. So we continue to know about this topic more and more. Thank you very much and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لا فتى إلا علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
Food for thought.
Salam, and we felicitate you all on the blessed 10th of the month of Rabiul Awwal, the wedding anniversary of the Prophet of Islam and the virtuous lady, Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra, peace upon them. Here is a famous saying from the Prophet, in memory of the First Lady of Islam, who was his only wife for 25 long years. By God, the Almighty did not grant me a better wife than her. She believed in me when people used to mock at me, and she acknowledged me when people denied me. She shared her wealth and property with me, and she bore me children which I was not destined to have through other women.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about the severest of trials that a servant undergoes. And this hadith is very interesting and significant, especially and relevant for us today. Because as you know, one of the greatest problems which is afflicting human beings today is mental health and, depression. You know, this is a problem that people in the past, they weren't really afflicted with as much. Because, people in the past, human beings, they lived, lived together. They didn't live alone, families were big, homes were big. People didn't really feel lonely, but, gradually with the onset of the modern world the rise of individualism, people gradually, they began, families began breaking up. We saw that, the creation and the manifestation of the nuclear family. And, people, a lot of people aren't even getting married, or people who are married are getting divorced, right? So loneliness and depression and mental health, these are all, mental illness, these are all problems that we see today. And this is a big problem. In this beautiful hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam, he echoes this theme, he reiterates this, and he alludes to this. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, poverty is part of the trial, right? So Imam Ali alayhi salam, he considers poverty only to be a part of, an ordeal. It's not really even really a trial or an ordeal. It's only a part of it. Then he says, and worse than it is the sickness of the body, right? Worse than being poor is being ill, right? Anybody who God protect all of us from, severe illness. But being ill is worse than being poor. If a person is healthy and poor, right, he can be happy. He can live a nice life. But if his person is rich but he's sick, he can't really enjoy life and the wealth that he has. Then the Imam says, and worse than that is the sickness of the heart. وَأَشَدُّ مِنْ ذَلِكَ مَرَضُ الْقَلْبِ. Now, sickness of the heart, we can interpret this in a number of ways. We can either interpret it as you know, sin, like the sickness of the heart. Like, for example, one sickness could be, you know, envy or greed or these kind of things. Or we could interpret it, like we mentioned in the beginning of the session, as referring to like these mental problems that, you know, people are having today, depression and these kind of things. In any case, here the Imam, he alludes to this, and he, you know, he says this is very significant. And, you know, it's something that, obviously because of its significance, it's something that we should take serious and we should deal with. And, you know, obviously in Islam, you know, Islam has prescribed, you know, solutions to these problems. Like, for example, the recitation of the Quran, the remembrance of Allah, zikr, and these kind of things. These are all ways that Islam has prescribed for the alleviation of these sicknesses of the heart. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the most severe trial of the servants in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperations with Sevier International Schools Network. Inshallah, today we are going to practice Ayah 8 of Surah Al-Ma'idah on page 108. Brothers and sisters, open your Quran. Our brothers here are also going to, inshallah, help us. So we'll learn something about Ayah 8 of Surah Al-Ma'idah, a short explanation, and we want you to have the detailed explanation in the Tafasir books, inshallah. So we'll practice the Tajweed rules, we'll practice, inshallah, the recitation, and let's get started by listening to the recitation of this ayah once, and then we'll get back.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kunu qawwamina lillahi shuhadaa bil qist. ولا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم على ألا تعدلوا اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون.
That was great. Nice one. Alhamdulillah. Nice recitation. Yeah, the sound of Quran is always beautiful. So, if you're ready, let's have a short explanation and see what Allah Almighty says in this ayah. Okay? I'm sure that there is going to be a great point in every ayah. Not once, Not one point, millions and numberless. So let's see. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kunu qawwamina lillahi shuhadaa bil qist. Ah, this is a great point, this part. Look. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُ. Okay? اِعْدِلُ هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. So what does Allah Almighty say? O you who have faith, يا أيها الذين آمنوا, كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ, be maintainers, maintainers, those who sustain, those who maintain, those who kind of work for something. For what? لِلَّهِ شُهَدَى, maintainers as witnesses for the sake of Allah. For what? Maintainers of what? Maintainers of? Maintainers of? Justice. قِسْط. Justice. Okay. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ, and ill feeling for a people, okay? This enmity, okay, should not make you fall into mistake. Look. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ. يَجْرِمَن, you might have heard the word jurm, mujrim.
Yes,
okay?
Yes.
Somebody's enmity with you, okay? Somebody's mistake, somebody's fault, that, or somebody's, for example, did something bad to you, or maybe harmed you, okay? This should not make you fall into mistake. Look. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ, the ill feeling or the crime of somebody else, people, okay, should never lead you to be unfair. أَلَّا تَعْدِلُ. اِعْدِلُ, you should be fair. That is nearer to God wherein is, okay? هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, and be wary of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah is indeed well aware of what you do. So the point is, sometimes, really it happens, okay? For example, we walk on the street, okay? Somebody with a car, okay, crosses by, okay? And there was like some water on the road, okay? He just spills the water on you. And this was a mistake by him, yes? This was somebody, it was a harm to you, yes? And your clothes got dirty. So here, you're going to be tested. So will you take a stone of, and throw, okay, and break the window of his car? Or will you, God forbid, insult him or use bad words to him, okay? Or you run after him and fight him? Or you might, what? Forget it. Which option? For what? Will you run after him?
No. We choose mercy.
Ah, okay. Yeah, sometimes, really, if you go after, look, I kind of feel, okay, if you go for him, okay, if you run after him, the problem might increase. It might get worse. Maybe that person, if he has done this, he can do more than this as well.
Yes.
But always, okay? But there is one thing. We should fight for justice, okay? It doesn't mean that if somebody's like harming you, okay, annoying you or making damages, okay, to you, bringing damages to you, okay, it doesn't mean that you should stop and do nothing. No, maintain for justice, okay? Should be maintainers of justice. But sometimes, yeah, people have made mistakes, okay? They had lost their mind, okay? They have made mistakes. They shouldn't make you or lead you to, okay, what do you call it, to revenge, to take revenge from them.
Sir, what if at when he was doing the deed,
mm-hmm,
he had purpose,
okay,
but later on he did regret it, so then it is considered a mistake or not?
If it was intentional,
it was intentional, but oh, then he did regret then. It
regret is
then
something
he
else.
Calls it a mistake.
Oh, it's just calling, but it was intentional. Okay? If he did understand, It's no longer a mistake. If he did understand that this is something bad I'm doing, but intentionally he did. If he repents, if he regrets, Allah will forgive him. So we should also forgive him, okay? All right? This shows mercy. Okay? So that's the very important point here. That's it. We don't have much time. Inshallah, refer to the Tafsir books and learn more.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
Hassan, Fawad, Hussein, Ali Nasser. Let's move on to the recitation. Ready?
Yes.
Okay. Brothers and sisters, listen to the important points here about Tajweed rules, and then we'll practice the recitation. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, the same as in the previous sessions we learned and we mentioned the points. Kunu qawwamina. Qawwamina lillahi shuhada'a. بالقسط. So some points are here. قوامين. The A sound. It's a light letter. لله. How do you read it?
لله.
It's not لله.
Yes.
There is a kasra before the word Allah. With the letter لام. شهداء. The mad is.
Wajib
muttasil. You have to extend the sound for six counts or five counts at least. Bil qist. When you stop here, you're allowed to continue. And Hassan, is it better to continue or stopping is better? Which one?
It's better to continue.
Better to continue because sila we have. If it was qila, like in the previous ayah we had, it would be better to continue, yes? Better to stop. But here?
Continuing is better.
MashaAllah. You can make a pause. But if you made a pause, بالقسط, the thought, the harakat, the kasra changes to sukun, and you have to read it with an
echoing
sound or bouncing sound. So, like, how do you read forward?
بالقسط.
Good job. Hussein?
بالقسط.
Ahsan. Thank you. That's the point. Wala yaj. Here also you read it with an echoing sound. Wala yaj. Rimannakum. Mannakum. Noon with shadda. Extend the sound. It's called gunna, right? Nasal sound. Shana'anu. Qawmin. Shana'anu qawmin. No. Shana'anu. Hamza it has. شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُ. It's أَنْ لَا تَعْدِلُ. It has been merged. أَلَّا تَعْدِلُ. Jim tells you, huh? What does it tell us?
It's optional to continue.
Optional to continue. Jim Jais. It's okay if you go, continue reading, join the part of the words before with the words after. Or stop here. اِعْدِلُ. Here, kasra. Put a kasra and read it. I'dilu. Yes? The
yes.
Question is, Hussein, why should I read it i'dilu with kasra? The Hamzatul Wasl doesn't have anything there, right? Why should I read it with kasra?
Because the third letter has kasra.
The third letter has a kasra, that's why. And it's a verb in Arabic. Good job.
Yes.
You remember well. MashaAllah. I'dilu. هو أقرب أقى again قلقلة أقرب للتقوى تقوى واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما. How do you read it?
خبير بما.
أحسن. You kind of hide the sound of تنوين. Actually change it to ميم.
Yes.
And hide the sound of ميم also. خبير بما تعملون. So that's all about Tajweed rules. Let me recite all of you together, inshallah. Repeat after me. Okay? Yes? Okay.
Yes.
We're getting to the end of the class. Brothers and sisters, as you've been listening, mashallah, Allah bless you. Practice this part also, the recitation, to make it a perfect recitation. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kunu qawwamina lillahi shuhada'a bil qist.
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kunu qawwamina lillahi shuhada'a bil qist.
MashaAllah. ولا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم على ألا تعدلوا
ولا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم على ألا تعدلوا
اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى واتقوا الله
اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى واتقوا الله
إن الله خبير بما تعملون
إن الله خبير بما تعملون
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم. Thank you so much. Allah bless you. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us and IRB English Radio. Inshallah, stay with us with the next coming sessions. That's it from us for today. Inshallah, we'll continue our class. And we also recommend you stay with us. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi al-Tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
The ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters.
I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum wa al'an alahum ajma'in. Dear listeners, as you were previously with us, we were discussing the concept of closeness and qarabah based on the different verses of the Holy Quran. We said that the one who comes to the Almighty Allah, who turns to the Almighty Allah, the supplicant, should realize that the Almighty Allah is the absolute cause, and this is nothing other than ma'rifah. And this ma'rifah is the very sincerity that we have come to discuss. We said, based on the different verses of the Holy Quran, we see different techniques and different expressions used by the Almighty Allah in the verses of the Holy Quran when it comes to closeness. We have different stages. In the first stage, the Almighty Allah uses third-person pronoun for himself and tells the servants to call unto him, خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَدْعُوهُ. Call unto him. In the next stage, the Almighty Allah asks the messengers to bring on the good news to the servants. In the third stage, the Almighty Allah is closer to the servants. نَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ. But the servants do not recognize, do not realize this. In fact, this means at this level that the servants have come to know that the Almighty Allah is close. The supplicant who is engaging in supplication knows that Almighty Allah is close, but he does not yet come to understand this. In the fourth stage, نَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ, the Holy Quran says. And in the fifth stage, أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ, Allah intervenes between man and his heart. This means that man at this stage has recognized that he is the one creature that belongs to Allah. He has recognized that his being, his life, is nothing other than being the true servant of the Almighty Allah. And this state, such a state, is the thing that he does not want to lose. Imam Ali alayhi salam, in this regard, says, اللهم كتبت الآثام واطلعت على السرائر وحللت بين القلوب. O God, you have registered our sins. You are aware of the inners of the people, and you are between man and his heart. وحللت بين القلوب. This is what the Holy Quran says. And الله يحول بين المرء وقلبه. Allah intervenes between man and his heart. فالقلوب إليك مصغية. The hearts are submissive to you, وَالسِّرُّ عِنْدَكَ عَلَانِيَةٌ, and the secrets are open before you.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, هر کجا مشکل جواب آنجا رود. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. هر کجا کشتی آب آنجا رود. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. آب کم جو تشنگی آور به دست. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. تا بجوشد آب از بالا و پست. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you.
Paradise, thank you Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So this was the fifth stage, and Allah yahulu bayna al-mar'i wa qalbihi. But in the sixth stage, let us explain this stage with the corresponding verses. We have two of the Quranic verses which correspond to this sixth stage. One is this: وَلِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ فَأَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. And Allah's is the east and the west. Therefore, wherever you turn, there is Allah's purpose. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Surely Allah is ample giving, knowing. And this verse, وَلَا تَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. Call not with Allah any other God. There is no God but He. كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهَهُ. Everything is perishable but He. لَهُ الْحُكْمُ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. His is the judgment, and unto Him you shall be brought back. At this stage, a well-informed subject of God sees the world as God's presence. In fact, wherever he looks, he sees God. And he recognizes a willpower dominating the whole creation. Wherever he turns, wherever he goes, whatever he does, it is the Almighty Allah in his mind. This is because man is familiar with the attributes of the great initiator. This is where the Holy Quran says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ طُوبَى لَهُمْ وَحُسْنُ مَآبٍ. And for those who believe and do good, a good final state shall be theirs and a goodly return. لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. To whom belongs the kingdom to this day? To Allah, the one, the subduer of all. So this is the sixth stage. Dear listeners, there is one last stage, which is the complete self-denial and believing in the content of this verse. وَالْأَوَّلُ وَالْآخِرُ وَالظَّاهِرُ وَالْبَاطِنُ. He is the first and the last. He is the ascendant overall and the knower of hidden things. These are all seven stages, seven different verses of the Holy Quran regarding the stage, or better say, the state of closeness of the supplicant to the Almighty Allah. We shall have a conclusion in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering the doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah هو ذا الرحمن.
Allah
هو ذا المنان.
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio at irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi is in the studio today to answer the questions on Islamic beliefs. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the concept of raj'ah. What is the philosophy of raj'ah? Why we can say this phenomena must happen at all before the day of resurrection? First, define raj'ah for us. What is it exactly?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Raja'a means return, and technically it is referring to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revives some people who are dead in this world.
Yes.
So the concept of resurrection is for the hereafter.
Yes.
I mean, all the people would be revived in the day of judgment. But we have some cases in the past that some people who were dead, they have been revived by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is called raj'a, or yes, return. So I will explain that it is rooted in the verses of the Quran, because sometimes some people accuse Shia that you believe in raj'a and it has no root in the religion of Islam. But Quran talks about the concept of raj'a. And when it comes to events related to the reappearance of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, based on the narrations, we believe that after his reappearance, some people will be revived by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who I will explain later.
So the concept of Raja is technically only related to the lovers of Imam Asr?
No. As I mentioned, we have Raja'a in the past.
Yes.
Like, for example, we have the Prophet Uzair.
Okay.
According to the verses of the Quran, he passed away.
Uh-huh.
And then he was revived by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. So this is raj'a. This is coming back to life after death in this world.
Uh-huh.
Then we have the case of some people from Banu Israel.
Mm-hmm.
They passed away, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revived them. Or for even some animals, we have doubt that Baqara, that cow of Banu Israel, we know that it was slaughtered, and then it was revived by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have these cases, but nowadays technically it is mainly referring to the revival of the people after the reappearance of Imam Mahdi.
Okay.
So and it's not only the lovers of Imam Mahdi, uh-huh, alayhi salam, some of the enemies will be also
really
revived.
Okay.
I will explain.
Okay.
Let me just share one verse in this regard, because according to many scholars, it is referring to Raja'a at the time of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. And those Sunni scholars who claim that this is a Shi'i doctrine, they need to explain about this verse. In chapter An-Naml, verse 83, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَيَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ فَوْجًا مِمَّنْ يُكَذِّبُ وَآيَاتِنَا فَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ. On that day, we shall resurrect or revive from every nation a group of those who denied our